I know it's not the politically correct thing to say, but school is most definitely for fools. Listen, I get it. I won't tell the kids. But I already fell victim to the great con. I was a good student. Not full scholarship good, but solid. Went to a decent college, majored in something other than art. And where did it get me? A high-paying job on Wall Street where I laugh at the peons around me complaining about school debt? Not even close. It landed me as the owner of a bookstore I most definitely didn't want to own, pretending to care while this woman drones on and on about the difference between women's fiction and romance. But, you know, good thing I aced that AP chemistry exam. I'm so glad you're able to find something you love here. I pull out one of my many well-rehearsed responses. I hope it will send her on her way so I can do inventory, or pull out my hair. But then she cuts me off and hits me with something no amount of rehearsal could prepare me for. And I want you to know. She reaches over and grabs my hand. I fight the urge to yank it back. Physical touch is deaf, not my love language. I'm just so sorry about Alice. She was always so kind to me. My fingers curl into hers, my aversion to touch temporarily forgotten as I seek the comfort I have yet to find since my grandma passed away a year ago. Thank you. I can't get the two small words out without my voice breaking. Sympathy swims in the woman's eyes the same way I'm sure unshed tears are swimming in mine. The woman, whose name I don't remember, gives my hand one more gentle squeeze before walking away, off to bury her problems in a book with a happily ever after that's so elusive to actual humans. Alice Young was the best person I've ever known, the best person anyone has known. Every stranger who walked into her little bookstore walked out with more books than they probably wanted and a new friend. The Book Nook sells books, obviously, but the real draw was getting to come and chat with Gran. She was wise beyond her 72 years and had a way of listening that made you feel like your biggest problem was actually just a pebble in your shoe. She made you feel as if you could accomplish anything. In the age of the e-book conglomerates and chain bookstores dominating the market, the Book Nook never struggled until she left it to me. It's not that I have self-esteem issues as much as I know my strengths and weaknesses. And my strength is definitely not sitting with a sympathetic ear and listening to other people's problems. I've never been good at it. But I'm especially terrible at it when my own problems seem so big, huge, gigantic, insurmountable. Because, yeah, this isn't my dream job or anything. But Gran left the bookstore to me. And sure, sales were through the roof the first couple of months after she passed away, with well-wishers coming to show their support. But now that the months have crawled by, people are going back to their lives. Unfortunately for me, that doesn't include spending money at a store where Alice no longer greets them with her cheerful smile and welcoming ear. If I don't figure it out soon, I will lose the only tangible link I have left to my grandma. On that thought, the bell above the front door rings, and I look just in time to see Colette, Vivian, Mona, Ethel, and Beth file through the front door. Oh, shit. I really need to check my calendar more often. Drew! Mona's voice bounces off the overstuffed bookshelves. Even at 70, she strides through the store in her trademark 3-inch stilettos, which make my feet wince. Her gray hair has not a strand out of place, and her pink-painted lips stand out on her pale, gently wrinkled face, which has aged gracefully over the years. What are you doing standing over here looking all sad? Is it because you're wearing those sandals again?